This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
All right, ready when you are.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Letter from the Editors, a new weekly podcast where we bring you stuff we recorded for the show but had to cut.
Three, two, one.
Testing.
Test, Old Testament, New Testament, you know, just blessing the mic.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, it's me.
That was very nice, Moz.
Hello, test. Okay.
Unique New York. Okay, I feel pretty good.
We'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp. It's easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself too thin. Therapy can provide the tools and self-awareness to help you learn how to recharge, define your boundaries, and build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp Online Therapy. Fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm one of the producers of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello.
There she is. And what we do is we edit the show. We put it together every week. And that means we know what bits were good enough for the radio and good enough for this new bonus podcast made especially for you.
There's a lot of reasons stuff doesn't make it on the show, mostly just because the show's not long enough for all the goods. But this is one that we really hated to cut. So we're really glad to have it here for you now. So here's more from this week's panel, Moz Gibrani, Helen Hong, and Dulce Sloan.
The British retailer Marks & Spencer has a new Christmas-themed pastry with a very unusual name. Do you know what it is?
Christmas theme. Well, I assume it has nothing to do with the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It does not.
So I'm thinking tree theme, Santa-themed.
Santa-themed, yes.
Santa paws?
No.
Like a bear claw? No.
Is it a Kris Kruller, like Kris Kringle?
That's also a good guess, but you're all wrong. I'm afraid I will tell you what it is. It is the Santa's Yum Nut. It is a donut-croissant hybrid, and the slogan is, "Who wants a bite of Santa's Yum Nut?"
Wow.
That's also what they say to threaten the elves when toy production slows down at the North Pole. Hashtag elves too. Yeah.
This is American.
This is not American. This is British.
I thought not, because yes. We would know better. Also, they don't even call him Santa. They call him Father Christmas.
That's true.
They couldn't call it Father's Yum Nut, so I get it.
That gets a little weird. The Santa's Yum Nut is a flaky donut decorated to look like the top of Santa's pants.
What?
With red legs and a belt buckle right across it. You think I'm joking.
What?
But,
Google.
But yes, Virginia, there is a Santa crotch.
If hearing about Santa's Yum Nut puts you in the holiday spirit or made you hungry, we have one more holiday-themed question. This actually made the show a couple weeks ago, but here it is with an alternate ending. See if you can tell the difference. We've got Adam Burke, Maeve Higgins, and Alonzo Bowden.
Adam, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Trump administration planned to have a vaccine available by Thanksgiving, and they were going to use what important group of social influencers to convince people to take it?
The Kardashians?
No. They're not available. They're on their island.
Oh, that's right.
And they deserve it, Adam. No mockery.
Sure.
A more old school group of influencers.
The Mouseketeers? I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Well, little girl, isn't what you really want for Christmas a strengthened immune system?
Oh, is it like department store Santa Claus?
Exactly right. Mall Santas. Trump appointee Michael Caputo developed this publicity campaign in which mall Santas this year would appear at events to promote the benefits of the Trump administration's COVID vaccine. And if they did it, they were promised early access to the vaccine themselves, which is a pretty sweet deal for a population who, if they're lucky, might get early access to the Auntie Annie's pretzel counter.
So the mall Santas with the children in their laps weren't creepy enough. Now
right.
They're going to actually, no, you don't want a new bicycle. you want a drug. And guess what I have?
Now, how do we know about this? Mr. Caputo of the Department of Health and Human Services presented his plan to the chairman of the Fraternal Order of Real Bearded Santas. It's a real group. And the King of All Santas recorded the conversation and gave the recording to the Wall Street Journal because the editor of the journal was a very good boy this year. By the way, real bearded Santas hold themselves as superior to the pretenders who glue on their beards. These guys stay in character as Santa all year. You can find out more by going to sexoffenderregistry.com.
That's all the bonus material we have for you this week. But if you're looking for more great listening, we want to leave you with a new podcast recommendation.
One of our favorite podcasts around the Wait Wait offices is The Daily from the New York Times, which is why we were so excited to learn about this new podcast, a kind of stripped down version of The Daily. Check it out.
From the New York Times, I'm Michael Barbaro. This... Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Here's what else you need to know today.
That's all we have for this week. Come back next week for more stuff not quite good enough for the radio show, but certainly good enough for this bonus podcast.
That's what we've got for you this week. Come back again.
I already said that.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR. Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.